Welcome, Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry, and on the line we have Harvey Wireman, who we haven't talked to in quite some time. Let me get Harvey though. Harvey, hi, how are you?
Phil, how are you doing?
Good. Let's turn the music down there, bud.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, Phil.
We're here. I think, are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in right now. I'm just on my way to the office. Turn it down. Hedgie, turn the thing down, okay? He's got on that talk radio.
You contacted our office.
Don't get nervous, Phil, okay? Because nobody's suing you.
No, but you contacted us over the weekend. You're dealing with the Dooleys on this matter of General Shaw.
I am dealing with the Dooleys on a matter having to do with something that General Shaw said, which was defamatory. Give me some of that mineral water, okay? Which was defamatory and defamatory.
What do you mean, defamatory and defamatory? What I said...
Whoa. Hold on for a minute, General. I'll hear from you in a second. Mr. Henry asked me, which was defamatory.
Defamatory?
Yes, defamatory, if that's the way you...
Listen, Harvey, there's no reason to get into Phil's grill on this thing.
There isn't. Oh, so it wasn't his show that these disgusting comments were published.
Look, she's the one that said, drop a solid.
No, hold on. You were the one who said that doing someone a solid sounded like they were going to clamber up onto their desk and relieve themselves. Number two...
You know, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, you did do that, General.
You did, General. Oh, well, thanks for all of the backup. God.
Well, listen, if you've got your crewmates there...
I'm not saying... Look, General Shaw said that, believing it to be something that it wasn't. I thought when she said, I'm going to do him a solid...
You thought that what Ms. Dooley was saying was, when I want to do him... And by the way, to give this context, Phil...
Right. She...
Whoa. I'll do it. I'll give it the context, okay? I think you people have done enough damage.
General Harvey...
I'm an attorney. I'm not a general. I'm attorney Harvey Wireman. He's General Shaw.
I understand. I'm just saying I know the context. If you wanted some background...
No, I don't need any background. Bobby Dooley was on your program, along with Mr. Dooley, Stephen Dooley. They were talking about a company called Bulbon Technologies, where she was going to do some kind of...
She was doing a voice messaging.
Whoa. Let me do it. She was doing voice messaging.
Yeah, but she leaves special messages.
Where she leaves... Mr. Henry, I'm going to ask you to tell your crew...
Look, at everybody just be quiet and let him get it out.
Let me get it out. This is the kind of thing that got you in trouble. Let me get it out. Like I'm going to go ahead and unzip, is that it?
I didn't say that at all. Boy, you really are. You need a doctor.
I need the doctor. You're the one that said my client wanted to hike up onto the desk of this Mr. Bulbon and go ahead, squat, and go, hey. You know,
Wait, if we're going to turn this into an asinine diatribe that has nothing to do with the law, I can go ahead and hang up on you, Harvey.
Oh, you're going
to? And you can go ahead and name me in the lawsuit if you want to.
But, Phil, what I'm trying to say...
Let's keep it on track. So, General Shaw, when Bobby Dooley said, she said, I'm going to do this guy a solid, Mr. Bulbon, because she was going to help him out with his voice messaging machine, correct?
With his voice messaging machine... I got Henry over here.
Hey, just talk to me, will you?
Oh, sorry. With a voice response system at Bulbon Technologies, she was going to record a variety of different greetings that are very standard in the business. Now, when she said she was doing this for not a lot of money, she said she was going to do the Bulbons a solid. This is when this man said, oh, it sounds like you want to, and I think your words were, let me just...
I know what my words were.
Wait a minute. I've got the... Your words were, pinch one off. Isn't that what you said?
She's the one that brought this up. Wait, hold on. Let Mr. Wireman say what he's going to say.
You almost called me general, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Let Mr. Wireman say what he's going to say. So now I get what this is about. You guys are going to hang me out to dry, so your little podcast here, Phil, can go on.
They're not hanging you out to dry. I'm going to hang you out to dry.
Wait a minute. Did you honestly believe when she said do him a solid? I thought she even admitted it. No, she did not.
She didn't, General. She said do the man a solid is a very common phrase.
Yeah, it's very common in the lexicon of the modern times when you're going to do somebody a favor.
Oh, I see. So I'm way out. I'm way off the beaten path, huh? I don't get it.
It sounds like you don't get it. And it sounds like the studio crew and the crew,
the panel.
The what?
The panel.
All right, the panel. They understood what she meant, which was basically he's going to do the man a favor, but you're the one who took it to the place of climb up on a desk and go ahead and, as you put it, let me see the notes. Ducky, let me see the notes, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Get up on the desk, pinch one off, go, yeah, and then jump back down. Now
you have Ms. Dooley?
I've got Bobby Dooley on the other line. Get, because we are in transit. I think the Dooleys are at their home.
Bobby, is that you?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, we're right here, and Steve's here.
Right here.
Okay, Bobby, you said, this is Harvey Weierman.
Yes.
You said on the broadcast of the Phil of the bot of the on the Phil Henry bot podcast.
Podcast netcast.
Broadcast.
On the Phil Henry netcast. How about that?
Yes, sir.
He always talks that way.
All right, so Bobby, what did you say?
Well, I was on the program. You heard it.
We heard something that was rather benign. All right, so this is what's going on. You don't need to talk to anybody. Just go ahead and hang me out to dry. You know, just hang me right out there to dry. Wait for the noonday sun. Make sure I'm dripping wet. Hang me out there. Let the sun bake me until I die. Is that it?
Listen, I tell you this, General.
Isn't that what it is? General, I got to tell you, you know, you didn't have to take it there.
Thank you very much, Phil. Because what he basically said...
And you defamed my wife. You said she's going to crawl up on a guy's desk in her tight pants.
Wait a minute, Steve. What that man said, when I said I'm going to do Mr. Bulbon, and Griff and Claudia Bulbon are friends of mine of long standing, and they heard it. And Griff Bulbon gave me a look. He looked like a real creep, to be honest with you.
Aha, so he got some ideas.
No, he did not. I said, Griff, why are you looking at me like you're a creep? And he said, excuse me, Bobby, I'm sorry. My mind began to wander because of what I heard. What I done did heard, I think is what he said.
Yeah, what I done did heard on the film. Try not to blow the phone, Mr.
I tell him not to do that.
Blowing the phone.
Hold on, Steve. What I done did hear is that you said something along the lines of getting up on my desk and going ahead and going number two. And I said, how dare you? You know?
So that was humiliating to you in front of your husband. And who else was there?
Well, it was Griff Bulbon, Claudia Bulbon, the Boonmans, who are the heads of the Homeowners Association Architectural Committee. And then, of course, I was there, and Steve was there, and then the Bulbons.
Well, you mentioned the Bulbons twice.
This guy was looking at you creepy after he heard that you were what?
When I said I'm going to do you a solid, that's where it should have ended.
Exactly. Let me, Ms. Dooley. It should have ended there, but instead what this guy, General Shaw, did is he goes, oh, yeah, do a solid, yeah, yeah. And he made the whole thing very foul, very vulgar, and we are demanding an apology and a retraction, or this can certainly go forward on the level of the defamation and defamatory comments.
Defamation.
Yeah, that's right, Perry Mason. You got a problem with that?
I just never heard the term before.
Well, you're going to never heard it. You're going to hear a whole lot of it.
All right, no, and hold on. I think it'd be an easy thing for you to do, General. I do, too. You just to apologize.
General, you know, and I argued against this.
We wanted compensatory damages. Told the Dooleys that there's no chance. Don't go forward with a law. You can sue them, and you can probably prove damages. Although, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, with the greatest of respect, I've heard you on the Phil Henry Show before, and I don't know if you're, you know...
Oh, you're saying that my reputation... Oh, my God!
My wife's reputation has been dragged through a sewer, and nobody would ever think that it could be defamed? What do you mean, defamed? I'm saying that...
Wait. I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the Dooleys have a questionable reputation?
That is absolute horse manure.
Long-standing Homers Association... Oh, my God! Thinking about...
We can be defamed. Yes, we can be defamed.
The term is defamed, if you don't mind.
All right. Well, so if you don't mind, Harvey, can I wrap this up? Because I've...
Oh, you want to wrap it up? You want to take someone's rights before the law, and you want to go, wee, just tinkle all over...
No, I do not. I'm saying that I think... What do you think, General?
Look, if Ms. Dooley, if you want me to apologize, I'm sorry that I took it there. I didn't mean to take it there. I didn't know that the term, do someone a solid, meant doing them a favor.
Well, now you should know. Because people were looking at me and laughing, pointing, and this guy, Griff Bulbon, who I've considered a friend for many a year, when he heard or that it was alleged that I'd climb up on his desk.
Yeah, that my wife would climb up on the desk and go to the bathroom? Oh, my God.
Steve, take it easy, will you, for Christ?
Well, that was, and so what did he do? What did Griff Bulbon?
He looked at me and kind of gave me a wink and an arched eyebrow and went, hi. You know, a woman can tell when a man's looking like a creep.
All right, so this all redounded negatively.
Say that again.
In other words, it was a negative impact on you when you went back there. And I think what General Shaw should do, and you can, you know, you have downloads of the show, Bobby, that you can play for your, I don't know how you could do this.
Well, that's the thing. What am I supposed to do? Go around and, here, listen to this. It's General Shaw apologizing.
If you want, I'll write a letter to the effect.
That would go a long way, General Shaw, if you'll say, you know.
Well, I think I know what to say.
No, I would rather than, let me, why don't we dictate it? Hey, Nuxie, come here, and why don't you...
Aren't you driving a car?
Yes, I am, but I've got two secretaries here. Here, listen. I'm going to dictate it. You write it down, okay? No, you don't dictate it. I do, and you write it down. Oh, my God.
Mr. Shaw, I want is a succinct apology.
I'm happy to give you the apology, Ms. Dooley. I'm sorry that I said do a solid. Sounded like you wanted to, you know...
Like I wanted to go to the bathroom on a guy's desk? God damn. You know,
all right, well, so...
All right, well, let me dictate it. I, what's your name again?
I'm General Shaw, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry. I, General Galen Shaw of sound mind...
Well, this isn't a will, is it?
No, you're right. I, General Shaw, do hereby state that at no time when I heard the term do me a solid or do him a solid, at no time did I intend for that to mean Ms. Dooley relieving herself all over a guy's desk and partially on his briefcase and shoes on the floor.
I never said anything like that at all.
I'm trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah, I've got to cover the bases of the stuff which you done said.
Yeah, we have to cover the bases.
Cover what bases? I never said anything of the sort. Wait a minute. Does it have to be that extreme, Harvey?
Harvey? Oh, look at you.
Mr. Wireman?
I would say this, Phil. We want to make sure that we're covered legally so that the Dooleys, and I want you to be satisfied, Ms. Dooley, that this apology is comprehensive.
What does that mean?
What is comprehensive?
So in other words, it covers all the bases. All right. I General...
Galen Shaw.
Yes, sorry. I, General Galen Shaw, do hereby state that at no time when I repeated the phrase that was originally uttered by Ms. Dooley to mean do someone a favor, at no time did I intend to defame, to hurt, to otherwise probe, or to otherwise invade, almost figure-like.
What the?
Sorry, I got carried away. At no time did I...
God, Phil, what was that? Yeah, it was funny.
Who's talking now?
You are.
Yeah, that's what I thought. At no time did I intend the phrase, do him a solid, which is meant to mean do someone a favor, did I ever intend to infer that Ms. Dooley would do anything the least bit scatologic, obscene, profane...
What does scatologic mean?
Hold on, Steve.
Wait a second, Dooley, will you? At no time did I intend to do anything scatologic, obscene, profane, or otherwise did I mean to infer that Ms. Dooley, who is a valued member of her community, would act in a manner that would bring disrepute and shame to all concerned. Thank you. I'm Greer... No, what is my name? Thank you very much. Signed, Galen Shaw, on this day, whatever the hell it is.
May 2nd
of 2023.
Now, would you sign that, Harvey?
Yes, I'll sign that.
Okay, well then, Ms. Dooley, is there anything else you require?
Well, I'd like him to say here over the air for the people what might be listening back at Western Estates that you mischaracterized the term do a solid to mean that I was going to hike up onto this man's desk, one leg first, then the other, clamber up there, almost man-like, drop my pants, and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're talking about my wife going to the bathroom? Boy.
All right, Dooley. God almighty. No, I'd never, if that was what was heard, I apologize. I never intended it to mean that way.
I understand now that do a solid, it means doing someone a favor.
Well, what more would you want him to say?
I wanted to
do it gooder. I mean...
Do it gooder.
Do it gooder. I'd like him to do it better.
How much better do you want me to do it?
I think you need to sound like you mean it.
All right, and then, Harvey, if he does it one more time, will that suffice?
I would say yes.
It's got to sound like it.
Go ahead, General. Ms. Dooley, I can assure you that I am sorry that I took the term or the phrase do him a solid to mean anything other than doing someone a favor. I'm sorry I took it to a very obscene place. I'm sorry that I would attribute those actions to you. I understand you to be a valued member of your community, a mother and a wife, a longtime contributor to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and it was wrong of me to believe that do him a solid meant something obscene, some kind of action or activity that you would never ever engage in as an upstanding member of the community. I put my name to this, General Galen Shaw, and I do apologize.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Bobby?
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, I would definitely sign off on that.
Bobby, that was about as heartfelt a statement as I've ever heard the General give.
Yeah, I've never heard General Shaw apologize for anything, let alone like that.
Yeah,
and it'll be a cold day in hell before I do it again.
All right, hold on. That comment right there infers that you don't mean what you done just said.
What is this with a you done this and you done that?
That is a legal term, okay?
Harvey Wireman told me it's legal if you say I done did do it.
You say you done did do it, it has the effect of law.
Well, I don't think I said that, but...
So what's the problem here?
Well, the problem is that General Shaw said that he'll never do it again.
I'm just saying I'll watch my P's and Q's, I'll watch my behavior, and I won't be an asshole. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we get to watch about being an asshole. I don't ever want to hear my wife ever again characterized that way. Do you understand, General Shaw?
Look, Dooley, don't start getting tough with me.
I would suggest, General Shaw, that you just say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, Steve, I love it when you stand up for me, Steve.
Yeah, okay. So you watch it, Shaw. Don't you ever talk about my wife like that.
You know what? Hold on for a minute. Don't do it, General. I don't want people going through the phone around here.
Let me get the door. Hello?
How you doing, Dooley? It's me, General Shaw.
Why, you dirty...
Where'd they go?
Did he go through the phone over to General Shaw? Did General Shaw go through the phone over to your house?
We were just kidding around.
We were just kidding around. Oh, why don't you guys... Okay, thanks very much, Harvey.
Well, I had nothing to do with this bull...
What are you looking at me for? What was that about anyway, man? She hired Harvey Wireman. The guy's about to sue us. What do you want me to do? I don't understand. I didn't think that...
The term has got nothing to do with anything other than doing someone a favor. Do you understand?
Look, Margaret...
Do you understand?
Yes, yes, all right, yes. When did you cook that fake stuff up with Dooley?
About 2 minutes before we went on the air.
What a dick, man.
Who are you calling a dick?
All right, so we're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show. And guess who's back with us? It's Ed Elcott, right?
Dr. Elcott feels, again, given the best of tub yesterday, where all kinds of people were mocked for being in a tub, he thinks he's gotten the raw end of the stick on this.
What raw end of the stick is he getting?
He feels that his being in a tub, he's never gotten the full value of that tub, having to defend himself against all these accusations, having to defend his manhood because he's sitting in a tub. I don't know.
All right, whatever his name is.
His name's Dr. Ed Elcott. Wow, buddy. You know, he's a paid sponsor.
He's not a paid sponsor. That's something else he said that isn't true. He doesn't pay us to be on the air. We do that as a public service.
Well, tell him that.
I will. When we come back, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, after this word from Buxom's Meats. Buxom's Meats, Downtown Brigade. It's got cold cuts, hot cuts, in-between cuts. They even cut your hair. I'm only kidding. We're here for the Phil Henry Show website. We don't cut your hair. We don't have any meats. Not in any sense that you understand that word. But what we do have is over 55,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content what the world has ever seen. That's a legal term.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show gets you a backstage pass for a month or for a year. Under $10 for the month, under $7 for the month, averaged out over the
the year? The greatest value online other than porn. You can't beat it, so why fight it?
You can't beat it, why fight it? Just grab it.
Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Oh, you already said...
Yeah, about porn. All right, welcome back to Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Hey, now we have... We have Dr. Ed Elcott, and Dr. Elcott, you know that I respect you, sir, and I always will respect you. I think that, is he there?
No, he's not.
Well, where is he?
I gotta call him.
Call him, man! What, are you an idiot or something?
Oh, sorry.
Why didn't you call him, bud?
Dr. Elcott, yeah, we're ready to go. Yeah, he lost it. Uh-huh. Rubber ducky. Give me the...
Dr. Elcott, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here. Thank you very much for having me back.
What, I don't know why we didn't have you waiting on the air, but nonetheless, it's great to hear you, and you're back in the bathtub.
I am back in the bathtub, and there is a reason for this. As I mentioned to you the last time I was on your program, and the reason is continuing. That is, I've not been given an opportune time, first of all, to enjoy the tub. I was on your program addressing a number of different things. And in the meantime, suddenly I was called into question because I do take a tub.
Right, you're in the bathtub for the third consecutive night that we've had you on the air.
Well, you're starting to sound as if you resist. What is this about, anyway?
Dr. Elcott, I told Phil that you needed to take the tub, that it's part of the Elcott ritual, and that it's part of you expunging what you call ill humor.
The ill humors, Phil, which would be humors as in oils, seepage from the body. It can be a purifying event, or it can be an ill humor, that is, you're a seeping poison. And what we try to do with the priestly bath, and of course I'm attended by novitiates and initiates, is to bathe, cleanse, rebathe. Hold on. Nope, it still tastes like someone put their ass in it. Take it back and do it again.
Dr. Elcott, you got the novitiates that you're bitching at again?
Bitching at? What does that mean?
Dr. Elcott, you just told that guy over the air that something tasted like ass.
Yes, we're talking about the cleansing. This is a wheatgrass and tangerine extract which is given to all priestlies as part of the purification, especially when one is getting ready to elevate to overlord. Huh?
Oh, my God.
You're kidding. Dr. Elcott, are you going to elevate?
You're going to elevate, huh?
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're my best friend, huh?
Well, when did the official word come down?
Well, it hasn't come down officially, but I was told...
Well...
Oh, whoa. I was told by Overlord Honeybear Anderson that it's as good as done.
Dr. Elcott, congratulations. Finally, Overlord status.
I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched, but by the same token, who wants a barbecued wing? Yeah.
All right, yeah.
What's so funny?
Who wants a barbecued wing? Anyway...
Well, I don't mean it literally. I'm actually... I'm not exactly vegan. I'm not exactly vegetarian. I do eat meat. I like buffalo meat, venison, but I am basically a vegetarian.
Well, how can you be a vegetarian if you eat buffalo and venison?
Because most of what I eat is vegetarian in nature. It's vegetable or vegetable. Boy, it's funny how nervous you can get when you're standing on the precipice of overlord.
All right, so you eat vegetables.
I eat, yes, vegetables.
What about fruits?
That would be a very limited number of fruits, such as the high potassium fruits like banana. Oh, I can't believe how nervous I am.
Why are you nervous? Because of the overlord?
Because, yes, the overlord status, and also because I realize this is the third night I've been on. Wait a minute, let me taste that. Take it back and make it so it doesn't taste like someone put their ass in it.
Dr. Elcott, how is it that you can be elevated to overlord?
Are you going to start bitching at me, Phil, about the way I treat? Novitiates and initiates are used to this kind of treatment. They must get it right. They must get what we call the tonic of infinity. And
that's what?
That is beet juice, vitamin D, and zinc extract. And it doesn't take much. And then also a little bit of tangerine juice in there. Now, they're going to get it and get it right.
Now, the other nights you were talking about them not doing the underwear right.
This is all part of a novitiate initiate training when you are attending to a priesterly. The everywhere, not underwear, what we call our undergarment or what we call the down there is what we call the everywhere. And I put on a pair of my everywhere. I want to know that I can go everywhere, wearing them with comfort, with assurance, with confidence, feeling good, feeling like I won't be betrayed, feeling like I won't get a knife in the back.
Wait a minute.
You saying something?
Yes, I am, Dr. Elkhorn. I got to tell you, since you've been in the bathtub for the last 3 nights, you're anything but a nice guy.
You're sounding very tense.
Well, I don't mean to sound like... What does that mean, Phil?
You are. You're getting a little insulting, and you're getting, you know, I don't know, just the way you're treating the...
Look, I have to treat the initiates the way I treat the initiates. If I'm being rude to you, then I apologize.
Not at all. All right, so you've got on your everywhere...
We have on the everywhere, which needs to be scrubbed. It needs to be scented, so you scrub it, then spray it, dry it, spray it again, and then do what we call the immovable. That is, spray directly onto the area where the staining was. Now, that can take anywhere from 4 days to 10 days per pair of underwear.
And you're telling me that in order for your initiates to get a pair of your underwear ready to wear, you're what you call your everywhere.
That's not underwear, and I'd appreciate if you wouldn't call it that.
It's called the everywhere.
Yes, a pair of everywhere.
All right, it takes you 4 to 10 days to get one pair ready.
Yes. Now, I understand, Phil, if you want to put on a pair of underwear, Phil, that stinks from the crotch, you know, be my guest, my friend.
No, I wear very clean clothing, thank you very much.
All right, well, then why are you making fun of me?
Because you got these guys 10 days to scrub out the crotch, another 3 days to do what?
To do what? You have to scrub the crotch out, scent it, pass it around, because every initiate has to take a whiff of it.
You don't sound very chilled out there, Doc.
Doc?
Well, Dr. Elkhorn, I mean, you're anything but calm here.
Listen, I just got the word that I may go overlord here within the next 10 days. I'm understandably enthused. I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know how to take this.
All right, well, just kind of keep a lid on it.
I'm trying to do that.
All right, Dr. Ed Elkhorn with us. Are you satisfied that tonight will be the final night that you need to be on the show?
Well, I heard this show that you did that was put together by this McLeod character.
Rory McLeod, a curator of our material.
Okay, a curator of your material, huh? Anyway.
Yeah, that's what he does.
All right. Well, he has this best of tub, and the intimation is that if someone is in a bathtub, they are to be laughed at and pointed at and told that they are less or halfway a man. Now, I'm in a tub. I'm splashing around right now. I'm feeling the oils. I'm feeling the humors. And let me have this. God damn it. That tastes... I can't. It's even worse. I'm going to have to get up and make this myself, Phil.
What is this again?
This is the tonic of the... It's the tonic of infinity. It's
vitamin D.
Vitamin D, C, zinc, and beetroot juice. Good God, Ms. Gray. You just went like this. That sounded obscene.
I did not do that. I was going to start a word, and I stopped.
Well, it sounded like this.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I think you're in a very, very bad mood here, Dr. Elkhorn. Very, and it's unroutine. It's not routine for you.
Unroutine?
It's not routine for you to sound like this.
Because I've had my face shoved into the crotch of verbal assault, pulled up, and had my face shoved up the rear end of hypercriticism, and then taken and had the ass of slander and defamation sat right down on my face. That's what's happened to me the last few nights, and I don't like it.
All right, you know what? We just had General Shaw apologizing to the Dooleys.
Good for him.
All right, and I will apologize to you, Dr. Elkhorn. Sorry if that's what you got from this, you know, being in the bathtub the last few nights, and I'm sorry that the best of tub...
You don't mean what you're saying, do you?
I absolutely do mean it. Yes, I do mean it. Because if that's how you took it, and it sounds to me like you're having a bad night.
Well, I feel it. Hold on for a minute. Is that my underwear? Go ahead and sniff it. No, I don't. You sniff it.
Dr. Elkhorn.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah? Like it? No, I didn't think you would. Do it again. Wash it again. And when's that beetroot juice coming my way? So, Phil...
I can tell you right now, you should not be on the air when you're in that bathtub because you sound abusive to those people.
Oh, give me a break. I'm telling this guy over here, let me take a sip. Oh, God. You urinating?
Okay, Dr. Elkhorn, we're going to go. Have a great, great week, and we'll listen for you on Sunday on Elkhorn, The Next Step.
You see, Phil, I think that what happens to you is you're Elkhorn. You don't understand the necessity and the need for me as Dr. Ed Elkhorn to straighten out these initiates, okay, so they don't punk out on me!
Dr. Elkhorn, I don't think you're going to make overlord.
I'm sorry.
Why are you yelling?
I'm sorry. I guess the news that I was going to be an overlord, I guess that messed it up. The overlords are here.
Well,
Nice going.
I got to go with them.
You going to be all right?
No, probably not.
What happened?
The overlords cut it off.
The overlords are able to override our, you can't hang up on us?
Yeah, they can.
Are you kidding me? I guess we'll find out what happened to Dr. Elcott, man. Oh, here he is. Dr. Elcott, I wanted to find out if you're a...
Hey.
You're laughing at the man being leveled. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm laughing at the man being leveled.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
We thank our guests, Harvey Wireman, and we're glad you're not suing us, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Thank you, Dr. Ed Elcott, and I hope you still make Overlord.
Somehow I don't think he will.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me. What did I just say?
You said example poop.
Is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.